Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for February 11th, 2024, Transfiguration Sunday, is based on Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Building the Blessed Community.
Our second reading comes from Mark chapter 9, an introduction. Mark's gospel presents the transfiguration as a preview of what would become apparent to Jesus' followers after he rose from the dead. Confused disciples are given a vision of God's glory manifest in the beloved Son. A reading from Mark. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you on this Transfiguration Sunday from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, typically, I am not an alarmist by nature, but the numbers of church attendance across the United States has been decreasing steadily over the last couple of decades. From 1987 to 2021, just a 34-year span, attendance in mainline Protestant churches is down about 30%. For our denomination, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, we are down about 40% during that same time period. Now, part of that decline comes from the people who left our denomination in 2009 to just move to another denomination after our church voted to allow same-sex marriage and the ordination of LGBT pastors. Now, a book was recently published called The Great Dechurching, and it presents the results of a wide survey that was conducted asking people why they no longer attend church. Any guesses on why people stop going to church? Shout them out. Hypocrisy. COVID. Any others?
Time conflicts.
Family structures. Being marginalized by the church. And then I have another. They just don't want to. Yeah. Here are some of the key responses to that survey. People moved and they never found a new church to start going to. People had other priorities that were more important to them. They didn't fit in or feel welcomed. They had different politics from the people at church. They just didn't like the clergy. Church scandals, and attending was no longer convenient. Now, I had a privilege on Thursday to hear a presentation by a pastor named Peter Marty. He's a pastor at a large ELCA congregation in Davenport, Iowa, but he's also the editor of the magazine Christian Century, which if you're unfamiliar with that, I believe it is worthwhile to subscribe to. But in talking about this secularization of society, he quoted from a book that says that the non-churchgoer sees the church like a Blockbuster video store in 2023. And the pastor is a disheveled manager. We're a relic of a bygone era, offering something that is irrelevant, with a couple of people trying desperately to keep the doors open. Well, that may be the way some people see the church, but I don't think it's our reality. There's a reason that people continue to walk through the doors each Sunday and even during the week. The interesting thing about these reports on religion is that they always seem to focus on those who have left the church. But I rarely hear of reports of why people continue to come to church. So I ask you, what brings you back to church from week to week? What is it? The wine is great. There you go. What else? Communion, fellowship, community. Community? Was it?
Acceptance.
Acceptance. The band. Feeling of family.
It's my weekly reset.
Weekly reset. Well, one of the points that Peter Marty made was that most people, when you break it down to the core, continue to come to church because they feel like they are part of a true community that welcomes them. You can find community in all kinds of places. You can find it at work. You can find it in social clubs like Rotary or the Lions. You can find it in sports activities and fine arts. You can find it in even your neighborhood. But the thing that makes the community built here at church different from all the rest of those communities in our lives is that this community, at its best, is built on the ethic of Jesus' love. We come here knowing that none of us are perfect. None of us have all the answers. And yet, God still loves us unconditionally. And because of that unconditional love, we extend it to all the others who gather with us in this community and agree to try to do our best to live by that ethic of love and how we treat and encourage one another in our lives. In our passage from Mark today, a handful of the disciples accompany Jesus up the mountain. Now, typically, when someone went up to a high place, they were looking to get closer to God in hopes of experiencing God. Hence the phrase that you sometimes hear used, mountaintop experience, used to explain those moments where we have felt close to God or seen the presence of God. And while they're there, they're suddenly joined by Moses and Elijah, two of the most revered prophets of the Jewish faith who had passed away hundreds of years before. It would have been an extreme honor to be in the presence of these two prophets. And then they are surrounded by a great cloud, and they hear the voice of God speaking directly to them, saying, "This is my son, my beloved. Listen to him." To experience the presence of God in such a multi-sensory experience must have been overwhelming to those disciples. And they were so excited for what had happened that Peter suggests that maybe they just build tents on the mountaintop as a way to ground this community and this experience to a particular place where they could come and experience it whenever they want. Why would they want to leave this mountaintop when they could experience God in such a real way in this place? I think the same thing happens here at church. In fact, I know it does. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the ways that this community shares the love of God with each other. Not out of a place of earning brownie points with God, but because they really love and care for one another. Just this week, I heard about the way that people took time out of their busy schedules to serve complete strangers in their time of need at the Lebanon Food Pantry. I see it at Wednesday morning Bible study, when the people that gather there are genuinely asking one another about their lives and caring for them. I saw it in the people who took time out of their day to drive to downtown Cincinnati and see a member in the hospital. I saw it when people gathered around tables of food last night and donated generously to financially support the faith of our youth. And all of that was just this week. My guess is that if you are sitting here today, or even watching online, that you too at one point, whether it was here at RLC or in another church community, have felt that sense of deep community, of being grounded in the love of Christ that brought you back to that place. Can you think of that time or times in your life where you have felt that? But just like the disciples on the mountain, we can't just set up cots here at church and reside here forever. We have to come back down the mountain and back into the world around us. But when we do, we are strengthened by two things. We are strengthened by the love of God that comes to us freely, for which we praise God for in worship. And we are strengthened knowing that there is a beloved community here at RLC. Just look around. This beloved community that we are a part of that will have our backs in our highest and in our lowest moments. I don't believe that the church is as irrelevant as a Blockbuster store in 2023. Because the love of God that is expressed in Christian community is rarely replicated. It is the selfless love of God that we first receive and then share with one another. God's not done with this world yet. And God's ethic of love will prevail. So when we come down the mountain at the end of this service today and head back out into our regular rhythms of our weekly lives, how might we invite others to come experience God and God's beloved community formed here each Sunday at RLC? Thank you for being our beloved community. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.